this time in the gate of Samaria. And that Lord answered the man of God and said, Now behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. And so it fell out unto him, for the people trode upon him in the gate, and he died. The occasion for this statement, the occasion for this happening of this terrible death, was a famine in the land. And as you know, there was an unbeliever that didn't believe the word of the preacher. But I learned a long time ago to take serious now the word of the preacher. Amen. I believe in the authority of the preacher.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I really do. I just fired one trustee that didn't believe in the authority of the preacher. He said, I don't believe the preacher needs all the authority, so I just dismissed him. Praise the Lord. Well, that's the only way you can do with a man that don't believe a preacher has authority. There's only one thing in Indiana. One human being that ever had two heads, that little baby was born in Petersburg, and he didn't live. Things like that aren't natural. But I do know that when God gives the preacher the word, and he gives the preacher the message, you listen to the preacher. You won't be saved without a preacher. Nobody ever got saved without a preacher. Oh, but you said I did. No, you didn't. Nobody ever got saved raising a hand. Never got saved shaking a hand. Or signing a car. Or praying in the cotton patch. Nobody ever made it without a preacher.
That's right.
You need the preacher. You've got to have the preacher. Preacher's got to baptize you. Preacher has to instruct you.
Amen.
If you haven't got that preacher, you can't make it.
Amen.
You need God's man.
Amen.
Shall we look to the Lord and ask His blessing now upon His holy word? My Father, I'm thankful for this blessed honor to stand behind the sacred, consecrated desk one more time. And I pray that You'll bless the word that I feel upon my heart. Enable me faithfully to break it now. Speak to the hearts of Thy people and bless them. And do let me, if only in a small way, be a blessing to this people. And I'll bless Your name not only for time, but through all eternity. Thank You, Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Now, let's get over here to this one verse. 19th verse, it says, Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof.
There are some things that God's going to let you see,
but you can't have.
There's a lot of things that you can see, but you never get. Did you know that? As a matter of fact, everything that you see, you're not supposed to have. You see cars that God don't want you to have. You see houses that God don't want you to have. You even see husbands that God don't want you to have. Bible speaks of people that knee after everybody else's wife. And they can't have it. You see jobs that God don't want you to have. Or talents that God don't want you to have because you wouldn't know how to handle them. Isn't that right? There are some things that God don't mean for you to have.
Amen.
But I'm persuaded of one thing. God wants us to have Pentecost.
Amen.
God wants us to have the power of God.
Yeah.
I believe God wants us to have the Holy Ghost blessing.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
I believe that God wants us to have reality.
Yeah.
He don't want anybody to have an in and out, up and down experience.
Right.
But He wants us to have the victory.
Right.
Praise God.
Yes.
He wants you to have that.
Yes.
He wants you to have a blessing tonight.
Oh.
Now, we're living in a time when we've got so much machinery, this thing goes even without God's help.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
the inspiration and the power of God anymore. As a matter of fact, they got so much polish and talent now, they make a pretty good speech any time.
Yeah.
But you know, we pulled it straight up this far, up the hill by the power of God.
Amen.
And if ever we're going to get to go over the top, we still need the power of God. I still believe the thing that's lacking in our day is a whole lot more, the inspiration and the demonstration and the power of the Almighty God. And by God's grace and by God's help, I need to be an old-fashioned Pentecostal preacher in a streamlined world. Now notice here. The man of God saw the condition around. Now I'm just talking here. I'm making the message up tonight. I'm really not much of a preacher that preaches impromptu, but you got me off guard, and I'm going to have to see him all the way around.
Amen.
Glory to God. They had a famine in the land. That means that folks were hungry.
Uh-huh.
That means that folks were thirsty.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means that people weren't satisfied.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know about you. And I don't want to be an old disgruntled person, but I've got something in here that's crying out.
Oh, thank God.
I've got something on the inside that's hungry and thirsty after God.
Yeah.
I don't want fanaticism.
No.
I wouldn't shake a ladder in pack.
No. Yeah.
No, sir, I don't want foolishness.
All right.
I've got enough good judgment and scrutinizing ability about me to know the real thing from the false thing. But I do want reality. And I do want God. And you just don't find God in any old church house down the line. And you just don't find a preacher that'll stay close in that book every day of the week. Hear me now. But there's a famine in the land. And if I was the only fellow, I'd scratch my head and I'd begin to wonder, what's the matter with me? But I go north, and I go south, and I come east, and I go west, and I find on the inside somebody says, oh, God, send back your power again. I'm not satisfied in here. There's too much shallowness around. There's just too much this around and that around and program around and sham around, and there's not enough God around. Oh, God. There never was a land like Israel that had the touch of God upon it. Chosen to be the people of God. Called to be a nation of God. And remember, Israel was only a nation as they were spiritually.
Yeah, right.
Because of the religion, they were God's people.
Right.
Apart from that religion, they were nothing.
Right.
And yet God favored them, and God singled them out, and God decided to look into their affairs. And he sent them priests, and he raised up prophets, and he sent them kings. And now a man that had a godly man that began to wonder after God, and feel after God, and he began to look in the Holy Book, and he began to see how God moved and God blessed. And he began to say, God, you've got to give us what you gave to our fathers.
Yeah.
I want the same thing that you gave to my father.
Yes.
I'm sick and tired of people going into the background and talking about Azusa Street.
Oh, yeah.
Or talking about this street. Or talking about that city. I preach that Jesus is the same yesterday. And he's the same today. And he's going to be the same forever. He never changes. We have a positive message. He's not the great I was. He's still the and I believe he's here. But somebody that'll just believe that he's as big as the Bible says he is. Now notice. Now famine was in the land, and God raised up a preacher. Bless God, and he said, I see plenty coming. The ark coming down the road. God's going to do something. God's going to move again. God's going to bless again. God's going to satisfy your soul. God's going to raise up, thank God, somebody in these last days that's going to get it fallen away. But I still believe God's going to have a group of people that will stand flat-footed upon the truth of God's word and claim the promise. Anybody can have a revival. Anybody can have God's blessing. Anybody can have God's moving in the midst if they'll still believe the book. But God has been programmed out. And God has been legislated out. Brother, and they have resolutioned him out. And God's waiting for somebody to say, come and take over. Just have your way. And bless us again. And send the old time power. Hear me now. Famine was in the land.
Elijah says, tomorrow, about this time,
you can have all you want to eat. Why, look at those little bloated bellies on those babies walking down there.
Look at the old granddad on his old crutcher, pounding on his cane. He's so weak now, he can't make it. And look at those poor old mothers going there as they looked around for a little scrap of food to take home to the baby. And they haven't got anything to give. Well, I know better than that. The rain hasn't fallen. And I can see the ground is all cracked open and parched up. And it's dusty when you go through down the old lane there. The dust begins to squish through your bones. There's not a cloud in the sky. There's not a bird to shoot down. There's no animals anywhere. The crops won't grow. My God! The man said that it's going to rain or it's going to be blessed. I know he's a liar.
Ah, brother, but when God puts a message in the heart of his servant, you better listen to it. You better believe the word of God.
You better believe the book.
We preach healing because the Bible said so. We preach Jesus' name baptism because that's what it says to get your sins remitted with. And bless God, we tell you, you can still get the Holy Ghost because the Bible says so. The Lord.
Yes.
Well,
one old boy there said, well, now look, I know better. You know, I'm in the know around here.
Yeah.
The king, he leans on my hands.
Yeah,
and if anybody's got any secret, I ought to know.
Well, bless God, I tell you what, brother, this whole movement can lean on your hand. That don't mean you know anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But here was a little old prophet that got orders higher up than a king. He got it way up yonder. God showed him something. And he said, we're going to have it. It's coming again. I can see now that we're going to have all we need to eat. One old boy said, I don't want it. I don't believe it. Goodbye with that stuff. So he said, all right, you'll see it with your eye. But you're not going to put it in your belly. You can't have it.
Look at it!
But you can't have it. He went his way.
Preacher stepped away.
You know, there's a lot of things that are set from behind a sacred desk that people don't pay that much attention about. But if you just think back, there's a lot of judgment messages that have been preached and God has honored. Yes, sir, brother. And God has certainly honored.
Four lepers sat without a gate. The old enemy was out there. They was afraid to get on the inside. But you know, their old belly, pressing the backbone, as it were, hanging in rags and tatters. And as they sat there, they suddenly said, I can't stand it any longer. I want some good old water from the branch. I'll just give anything for a little bit of food. Somebody ought to give us something. We're dying over here in Samaria. We don't have what we want. Why do we sit all day and die? Let's go on the inside, boy.
Hey,
all
right. I said, well, they might kill us. Well, if they kill us, well, we'll probably be better off. Let's go.
Right.
So they get up. They come on in.
Brother, we die. Let's die. Let's not do it, so.
Hey!
I'm all right, too, brother. But if I go down, I want to go down crying.
Hey! There's
a lot of folks that are dying on a church bench.
Hey!
There's a lot of people don't know what it is to get loose and let God be.
Hey!
Hallelujah!
And so they went on the inside.
And bless God,
the Lord had made a big sound in there, and he got the enemy to run out.
Yeah.
And they looked around, and sure enough, one old leper, he put the coat on and said, look at this. What do you know? It just fits. He got him a new pair of breeches. Oh, like they wore in those days.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, and he put shoes on his feet and a hat on his head.
Yeah.
And he sat out and he thought all he wanted to eat. And he just stuffed himself.
Yeah.
Bless God, he had meat in his hand and bread in his hand. He had cow's milk here. He had all kinds of fruit to eat and changes of clothes to eat. And those old lepers that never had anything, bless God, they run around like princes when they got done.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but when I got around God, I got somewhere.
Yeah.
And God gave me more than I ever have.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. You said, brother, I had to step down to get in this. Bless God,
yeah.
I had a big step up to get in this. I don't care if you was a mayor's daughter. Bless God, you took a step up when you come into Pentecost. Isn't that right? Oh, but she said, well, I had a fine family and recognition in the town. You hunk of mud, you were nothing until you got in there. You didn't have anything until God got a hold of you. And you took a step up when you come into Pentecost. But they said, boy, how do you like this? Oh, man, we're having a time. Bless God, they just ate some more, and they ate some more, and they ate some more, and they drank until, oh, their stomachs were full. And they just tried those clothes on, old lepers that you wouldn't even sit next to now look like princes. Well, they said, boys, we're not doing well. Let's get out and tell everybody about it. And they ran out and they hollered around, boy, we struck a rich. Everybody's run off and left everything low. Let's come and get it. And all say, and then they began to drag out the sacks of corn. And they began to haul out the sacks of meal. And they began to take all the food and the victuals out there. And then they said, all right now, let's go. But the king said, just a minute, we're going to ration this out. All right, you Lord, you come here and you stand and you make sure that everybody just has to lay their money down, put their down there, and you give them a pound of this, and you give them a bushel of that, and so on. And as he stood there trying to keep them all in line, the people were so hungry, brother, to get that, they just made a big rush and trampled him right.
Yeah.
Brother, I believe that God's people are so hungry, bless God, they're ready to stampede for God.
Yeah.
I believe that. God have his way again. I believe that's one of the things that God's people need to do. I'm not talking fanaticism. I'm speaking seriously from my heart. He saw it with his eyes. He looked at the bushels of wheat. He looked at the corn. He saw it, but he couldn't have it.
Oh God.
I believe in these last days that my God's calling to men and women to be his children.
Amen.
And to be the people that he needs in this dark hour.
Yes.
And a lot of folks may see things with their eyes and yet never get to be the people.
I see an old white-haired man
whose eye was undimmed. He climbs on Nebo's lonely peak. And 8 miles away, across the slow-moving River Jordan, he sees the shadows of the promised land. Yonder is the land where the milk and the honey flow. Oh, yes. And on those gentle Roman slopes, he can see there the land that his heart had ached for, that his soul had sighed for. All those years in the wilderness. 40 years he'd walked in the dirty wilderness.
Yeah.
The heat bore down upon his brow. He watched the nation die and a new generation be born again.
Yeah.
But he walked on.
Yeah.
Come on. And somehow hope died, but it wouldn't stay dead. It'd come again.
Boy,
God, you're going to let me go on. I've got to go over.
Yeah.
I've got to go over. Got to go over. And he made up his mind he had to go through. He had to go through. He spent 40 years in Egypt. He spent 40 years herding sheep. And now he spends 40 more walking in circles. Around and around and around.
as he stands on top of a lonely mountain, where the breeze is blowing in his old gray hair, and his eyes are swimming with misty tears. Dear God, I finally see what I wanted to see. Won't you let me cross over into the promised land? But God said, Moses, you can't do it. Look back to the time when I told you to speak to the rock. And you got out of the spirit and you lost the victory. And you said, no. You called your own little name out there. And you said, all right, you rebels, have us. What do you want? I'll give it to you. And you smote the rock. You already had smitten it once, and now you broke a tie. And now you disobeyed me. And listen to me. One little mistake could mean forever if you don't watch out. He wanted to see it. He finally saw it. He wanted to have it. He saw it with his eye, but God said, it's not for you. Brother, I've walked around in the wilderness over half of my life. I've come to a Catholic church and an Assembly of God and a Pentecostal Church of God into the Jesus name church. But bless God, I want to tell you something. After having come this far, I don't want to see it with my eyes. We can see this. We can see this and still not make it in. There never was a people any more enlightened than were the Jews. They had the knowledge of the book. They knew the law. As a matter of fact, they were critical. I said, the other day, when one of those preachers you were talking about came in one of our fellowship meetings, and I think I lost one of my good friends over, too. He came in there, and he had been a big Baptist. Get you down here, watch for him. They're pushing him up.
Yeah.
They're pushing him kind of up.
Yeah. Come on.
Some little boy, brother, that's had to pull himself up by his bootstraps. And I mean it stood for God like a champion. Bless God, they don't give him any honor.
Come on.
They don't give me any honor.
That's right.
No, sir. Now hold on now. You're radical.
Yeah.
I listened to that fellow as he got up. I don't know what he lived. I don't think he lived anything. Talk, he can talk. I'll guarantee that he can talk. And I'm ready to marry us all one. He got up and pulled all of his hocus pocus stuff. I looked at him a little bit. Well, I said, it's not for me. Friend of mine says, I want you to get him. I said, I don't want him. So why? I said, I don't want him. I don't know him. And I don't want him. I don't feel nothing. I sent out my little radar. And it hit him and it bounced back. He said, nothing to him. I gave him the signal. And I didn't get the witness. There wasn't nothing to witness there.
Come on.
Why, sure. When I was hoodlum in Los Angeles, how we get a witness with another hoodlum?
Yeah.
Now that I got the Holy Ghost, I get a witness with another Holy Ghost person.
Yes. Wow.
That's the way our work. And he said, well, Brother, sir, you're too critical. I said, everybody that comes through that door is a crook until they prove him honest.
Come on.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
He has to be made sure that he's in the doctrine. I don't know who he is. He's a deceiver. I don't know who's coming in the flock now to tear it apart.
Come on.
You have to watch him. You have to watch him.
Come on.
Is not the way to go about it. Well, I don't care what's going to sacrifice the holiness I got.
Oh,
I'm not going to sacrifice the revelation I got. I'm not going to sacrifice the experience I got. Just fellowship. I want fellowship, but I don't want fellowship at any cost.
That's right.
He says, now, brother, that's the wrong stand to take. You can't be critical. Well, I know you can be overly critical. I know you can. But I want to be sincere when I say it. I want to be honest in my heart because I don't want to miss out with God. The Jews looked down there. Brother, and they already saw by the book what they were supposed to be waiting for. They knew where he was going to be born, didn't they?
True.
They knew where he was going to be born.
Sure. Oh, yes.
People that read the stars in the heavens, they knew where it was.
That's
and
true.
They came looking for him and saw the sign. Oh, yes.
That's
brother, and here they were, waiting for Jesus. Well, they got there. One day he came. You talk about this nice choir. God stacked them up on the clouds. Bless God, he put old Gabriel out there, and he said, let's sing them an anthem they'll never forget.
Oh,
okay. Right now, brother, they all blended those beautiful angelic voices together, and the minutes began to ring, and the stars began to twinkle. Bless God, and I'll have you to know, the old earth began to shake, and the heavens lullaby. No, Jesus was born that night. Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was. There and said, what happened this night? I don't know, but I saw things this night I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Some people forgot all about it.
That's right.
Mary's heart began to wonder.
Yeah.
She knew this little baby only had one earthly parent. The other parent come from on high.
Oh,
that was the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And that little thing that she cradled in her arms was a gift of God.
Yeah.
And she had that baby. Bless God. And she had to run to Egypt to preserve it there. And he began to grow. And he began to grow in stature and wisdom there. Bless God. And the time finally came as he worked in the carpenter's shop. His mind began to ask them questions. And he began to answer questions until all of them marveled at his wisdom. And as he began to grow up there, suddenly one day at the age of 30, he was baptized. And you begin to see the witness that God gave to John the Baptist. Finally, he began his ministry. Critical eyes were upon him everywhere. They looked for a flaw in that life. They wanted to find something wrong with Jesus.
Yeah.
As they watched him, those old Jews were wondering about a Messiah. They forgot all about that old man Simeon's testimony. Forgot all about Anna's testimony. Forgot Mary. I somehow couldn't influence anybody anymore. What happened to John's word? Suddenly now they forgot all about it.
Yeah.
Surprising how quick folks can forget things that God does. God's done things for Israel again and again and again, and they forget it almost in a couple of years and go right back into a problem.
Yeah, that's so true.
Notice this. It happens that they came looking for him, and they said, now, somebody said, that's another prophet. That's Elijah. That's John the Baptist. That's Jeremiah. And they listened to him talk. Somebody said, that couldn't be the fellow. He's not the one. He hasn't got it. And they listened to him, and somebody said, he's not the one. I know who he is. He's a carpenter over here. That's Joseph's boy. He came unto his own.
Yes.
Did it say it?
Yes.
And his own was... he was. Somebody got down there and said, what happened this night?
I don't know, but I saw things this night I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Some people forgot all about it.
That's right.
Mary's heart began to wonder.
Yeah.
She knew this little baby only had one earthly parent. The other parent come from on high.
Yeah. Oh,
the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And that little thing that she cradled in her arms was a gift of God.
Yeah.
And she had that baby. Bless God. And she had to run to Egypt to preserve it there. And he began to grow. And he began to grow in stature and wisdom there. Thank God. And the time finally came as he worked in the carpenter shop. His mind began to ask them questions. And he began to answer questions until all of them marveled at his wisdom. And as he began to grow up there, suddenly one day at the age of 30, he was baptized. And you begin to see the witness that God gave to John the Baptist. Finally, he began his ministry. Critical eyes were upon him everywhere. They looked for a flaw in that life. They wanted to find something wrong with Jesus.
Yeah.
As they watched him, those old Jews were wondering about a Messiah. They forgot all about that old man Simeon's testimony. Forgot all about Anna's testimony. Forgot Mary. I somehow couldn't influence anybody anymore. What happened to John's word? Suddenly now they forgot all about it.
Yeah.
Surprising how quick folks can forget things that God does.
Yeah.
God's done things for Israel again and again and again, and they forget it almost in a couple years and go right back into a problem.
Yeah, that's so true.
Notice this. It happens that they came looking for him, and they said, now, somebody said, that's another prophet. That's Elijah. That's John the Baptist. That's Jeremiah. And they listened to him talk. Somebody said, that could be the fellow. He's not the one. He hasn't got it. And they listened to him, and somebody said, he's not the one. I know who he is. He's a carpenter over here. That's Joseph's boy.
Yes.
He came unto his own.
Yes.
Didn't it say it?
Yes, sir.
And his own received.